Hush, now I see the light in your eyes. Oh, it's almost blinding me. I can't believe I've been touched by an angel with love. Let the rain fall down and wash away my fears. Let it fill my soul and drown my fears. Let it shatter the walls for a new sun, a new day has, a new day has, a new day has come. Hello everybody, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, good whatever time of the day you're listening to this, and welcome to another episode of Volatile Times with Daniel podcast. And I hope, I actually genuinely hope that you're all doing well, because it's a new year, 2023, and we back for business, back and better, yeah. At least I hope that we're back and better, you know. I mean, it's just been what? Well, by the time you guys are listening to this, it would have been 80 days since it was 2022. And while I have my thoughts, those particular thoughts are not the ones I'm going to be expressing in this particular episode. In this episode, I'm going to be giving you advice for how to make the new year work for you. Like, you know, I'm trying to key into that productivity drive that everybody is going on. You know, like, everybody is on some sort of productivity craze for some reason. And it happens every year. It happens every goddamn year. And, you know, this year, I would like to actually follow the crowd a little bit. So, I am going to attempt to give you advice, like all the many YouTubers and bloggers and podcasters that will be giving you advice about how to make 2023 the best year for you, like as if they know what the hell is going on with your life. You know, I mean, all of us are out here giving you advice, like as if we know you personally, like as if we know what your personal goals are, like as if we know what the troubles you came into 2023 with are. You know, basically, yeah, you know, we're going to give you advice for your life. Even though ultimately most of them will never be applicable for your life, because they are just too vague. So if you haven't guessed it, I lied. I'm not going to be giving you advice, because let's be honest, I don't know you. I mean, when I say I don't know you, I mean, who knows, the off chances I might actually know you who is listening to me, but to the general audience, I don't know you. I don't know your life. I don't know what your struggles are. I don't know what your wishes are. I don't know what your wins are. I don't know what your current project is or what your upcoming project is. I don't know what kind of life you're leading. I don't know. Maybe you should be giving me advice. So maybe instead of giving you advice, I will just not. I mean, majority of the advice most people are going to be giving you right about now in this period is going to be as generic and vague as fuck. Oh, I said I wasn't going to cuss as much this year. See, we're already breaking our New Year's resolution. But anyway, I just jumped into that. So, hello once again. How are you guys doing? I hope the holidays, if you were able to take the holidays, was good for you. I genuinely hope so. Basically, the podcast is back for business. If you're new to the podcast, my name is Daniel Briggs Adisa. I am the host of this year's show, Volatile Times with Daniel podcast, and also the upcoming podcast, The Literate Christian, which is going to be releasing sometime this year. I've been working on that for a while, and, you know, I'm not going to kind of like explain what that is here right now. I'll do that in upcoming episodes that are coming up, you know. I'm rambling, but yeah, you know, I'm a guy, I write, I'm a teacher in many aspects. I'm a teacher, I'm a Christian, I am a weird ass human being, and I am glad that I am alive, and I am grateful that I'm alive. I mean, isn't that the entire point of celebrating the New Year's? I mean, gratitude. So, if I'm not going to be giving you advice for how to make the most of the new year, I keep forgetting that you guys cannot see me. So I'm putting it in quotes, you know, like quote unquote, make the most of the new year. If I'm not giving you advice on that, then what the hell is the point of this particular episode, you might be asking yourself? Should you just click off now? I mean, it's very obvious this guy is here to waste your time. But what if I'm not? I mean, you can't really know unless you listen to like the midpoint or you listen to the very end of the podcast. So why not just stick to the very end of this here episode? So anyway, I am not going to be telling you what to do, but I am going to be telling you what I am going to be doing for this year, or what I hope to do for this year. So I'm going to be telling you what the goals for the podcast are, the things I'm going to be working on, the things I'm not going to be working on, and how I just overall generally want to be this year. So without further ado, I guess let's get into that, shall we? So it's the year 2023, the year of electionism in Nigeria. And low key, I'm not gonna lie, let's not get political. So what is Daniel going to be doing for 2023? Let's talk podcast first. I don't know if I would have released this by the time I am making this episode, but I already have episode lineup for January and February. I already have topics that I'm already working on for March. So which means you guys are going to be getting content, because the beginning of the year is usually a very busy time for me. So many times I find it very, very difficult to make meaningful episodes. So I'm working towards that right now before the busy time really sets in. So I'm hoping that by the 10th of January, I'll have recorded all the episodes, or if not all, like most of them, and I'll have them kind of like scheduled for you guys. And trust me, really, really interesting topics are coming up. Like the one that is coming up immediately after this one, which is the one I really cared about making before I decided on making this one first, because we need to start the year on a really happy note, you know. So but yeah, every episode I'm going to be making this year, at least most of them I hope, are going to be very, very well curated and to serve a certain need and to explore certain thoughts, which keys into another thing I want to do this year. I want to write more this year, more than anything, more than making episodes, more than teaching classes, more than helping out anybody, more than singing, more than sleeping, honestly, more than a lot of things. I want to write more, because writing has become really therapeutic for me lately, and I just keep churning out these things. Or I used to write a lot and I just never put any of them out. But before the year 2022 ended, I started exploring bringing my writing more into the podcast, and I realized I love that format. So I am going to be bringing my writing a little bit more into the podcast, but it's not just for the podcast. I'm also just going to be writing and putting them out there. I fancy myself a little bit of an essayist, so which means I'm going to be writing things that are slightly longer, but they are going to be a holistic read. So yeah, I advise that, you know, you guys get on that. Another thing I want to do this year is to sleep better. Since December thereabout, I haven't really been sleeping well. It's been difficult for me to sleep at night, for reasons I'm not going to be explaining in this particular episode, but don't worry, I'm not going to be holding out on you like I did for most of 2022. So yeah, there's that. And another thing I hope to do is to disappoint everybody. Go ahead. I remember the first person I told her that one of my dreams this year, like one of my major goals this year, is to disappoint people. And she just looked at me like, what the hell is wrong with you? But yeah, you know, one thing I recognized that made 2022 a terrible year for me is I kind of fell into this thing where I wanted to live up to people's expectation, you know, I wanted to live up to people's expectation for my career, people's expectation for my finances, all these kind of things. And I started having what the general public or the society at large would call ambition, which was something I never really had. And I loved my life somewhat before that. And when I succumbed to that, it kind of affected me a lot, and I made a bunch of decisions that I generally would not have made. And so I am reverting. You know, sometimes we like to think change and growth is constantly forward, but sometimes when you realize that you're going the wrong way, change is to revert back. Go back the way you were coming from before, not being stubborn and bulldozing through. I remember a tweet by Salem, you know, Salem King, this January, where something along the lines of giving up, you know, like, you know, you shouldn't give up, that kind of thing. But then it was like, what if I actually can do it? And my response to that tweet, a lot of people were saying, you know, even though you still push through, somebody even said there's God. And while I usually understand and appreciate the sentiments behind people saying, you know, just keep going, when you feel like giving up, just keep going, it will come through one day. The thing is, there are times where you recognize you can't do something, right? And then you have to make the decision. Should I be stubborn and keep on with this, or should I just give up and do something else? We usually see giving up as a statement of a lack of resilience, a statement of a lack of focus, a statement of a lack of initiative. But we never really ask ourselves, what if you really cannot do it? And even in the next 5 years, no matter how much you try, you still won't be able to do it because it just doesn't match you. It just doesn't. I remember I took a job, I talked about this more in the episode I'm a Mess, which is currently my most listened to episode. I don't know what went on there. I'm still thinking the numbers there are wrong from the analytics Anchor is giving me, but if it's right, I mean, thank you. Oh my God. Like, thank you. You people like to listen to my suffering. Maybe I should be putting more of that on this podcast. But anyway, I took a job last year, you know, and I quit in like 2 weeks because I realized this job wasn't for me. And as much as I realized that I could, quote unquote, push through and, you know, just continue doing it and everything, I realized I would rather die than continue at the job. No, I realized I might actually die at the job. It just, at the point that I was, it wasn't even the point where I could afford to be resilient, quote unquote. So leaving, quitting, quote unquote, was the best thing for me at that point in time. I was so much more happy. I mean, I started the job not 2 weeks. I had a panic attack. Well, a fucking panic attack. And I know somebody's going to be like, oh, that's just a measure of your weakness, you don't have strength, that kind of thing. It's like, no, there are times where you just can't. And we always say, the truth will set you free. But during moments like this, we never let the truth set us free, which many people always misquote and misuse that text out of context. It doesn't mean always telling the truth to set you free, but hey, this is not Bible study. But, but you know, it's just, I knew most people would tell me, you know, just at least just for a month, but I knew I couldn't do this. I probably wasn't even meant to do this. And I think there is something to be said for the wisdom of knowing when to quit. We never talk about that enough. The wisdom of knowing when to quit, because we are always afraid that quitting at something means we can't do anything, when it's quite the opposite. Quitting at something just means you quit at that thing. It doesn't mean you quit at your entire life, but hey. So anyway, I'm trying to sleep. I hope to get back my sleep, and I hope to take my 8 hours seriously, you know, because it is needed. I don't want to have dementia when I grow up. Now, another thing I'm going to be doing this year is I'm going to be working or finalizing the work on a podcast that, like I mentioned before, is called The Literate Christian. And I'll be probably releasing the trailer on this podcast at some point, or maybe just explain it in the upcoming episode. I'm going to be working with a couple of people that I cherish so much. You know, honestly, one day I was so stuck and I just reached out and I said, hey, I'm working on something or something like this, who wants to work with me? And a bunch of people just came in and they were like, oh, Danny, I'm so honored to be working on this with you. And I was so surprised. I mean, I was shocked, literally, because I didn't think anybody would respond. And thank you guys for that. I really do appreciate it. What else? Okay, yes. I think I want to release my script. I write scripts for my podcast. I mean, not this particular episode, but it's part of the things I started last year. I write scripts for my podcast, and I write them as essays. So it's almost like a video essay in a sense, like you see on YouTube, but I call them audio essays on narrative essays, whatever. So it's kind of bringing a little bit more narrative element to the podcast, and I'm going to be exploring... And I'm going to be exploring that a little bit more this year. And the topics I'm going to be addressing this year, at least some of the topics I'm going to be addressing this year, are going to be quite revealing of who I am, of my life experiences, that kind of thing, of the things I've gone through, some of the things I've gone through, some of the things I'm still going through. And they're just going to be deep. That's going to be really, really deep. Some of them controversial. I don't think any one of them will end up really being political, because I'm mostly apolitical. So, but like I said before, ultimately my goal is to disappoint people this year. I live up and measure up to my own standards, and anybody else's standard that seems like it's going to be a headache for me is going to be a no. A very huge no, because another thing I want to do this year is read more. I said reading a little bit more. I mean, like, actually focusing on the words of what I'm reading a little bit more last year, November. And I started enjoying it. I'm currently on this book by Bell Hooks, The Will to Change Men, Masculinity, and Love. And that book has made me cry 2-3 times by now. I recommend that book to everybody. There is a YouTube playlist that acts like an audiobook for the book itself. So I'm going to be linking that also in the description below. I don't think I'm going to be focusing a lot on Instagram this year. I've expressed before on this podcast that Instagram gives me anxiety in a sense. And I'm going to explore the reasons why. But... yeah, I don't think I'm going to take Instagram as seriously as I should. So if you really, really want to keep up with me on social media, I'll recommend that you follow me on Twitter. I do not care if the Instagram account stagnates. Twitter has been my go-to since last year. For some reason, everybody says Twitter is drama, 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 but my timeline doesn't have most of those drama. My timeline is actually quite peaceful most of the time. My timeline is... quite reasonable, filled with reasonable people. So I think most of the time social media drama is if you seek it. And many people don't realize that the reason why your Twitter timeline is constantly full of drama is because you are practicing in some form of escapism. But I digress. Anyway, follow me on Twitter at Daniel Briggs, the one and only Daniel Briggs in this entire world. So I guess that's this episode. I just wanted to tell you what I'm doing for this year. Another thing I'm going to be doing this year that I'm not really sure how that is going to work out is I want to collaborate more with other podcasters, you know, appear on their podcast and also have them, you know, come on the podcast with me. I do not know what kind of conversations we are going to be having yet, and not just podcasters, anybody, even just listeners. I plan on having some of my friends who aren't creators in any sense of the way we see it, but, you know, we'll probably have some dumb conversations, we'll probably have some dope conversations, but I just want more voices in the podcast this year. And I don't know how I'll manage that, and I don't know when I'll start that, because I have this kind of anxiety of having people over on the podcast, because I see the podcast kind of like my room, and I'm not necessarily the type of person that allows people into my room much. If you're inside my room, it's like after 5-10 minutes, please get out. So I guess that's it. I just wanted to update you guys. Quick update on how things are going to be this year. I hope we have a really great year. I really do hope we have a really great year together. I hope that you learn a lot from all the content I'll be putting out. Please, if you have anything you'd like me to talk about, have anything you'd like me to address, if you want advice on anything and you think, oh, this guy, I like the way he thinks, maybe he can help me out with this problem, shoot at me, email me. My email is in the description below. I've changed my email, by the way, danieladisa8@gmail.com. that's my personal email, and I think it's more fitting to use for these things. I'm also going to be leaving a link down below to my WhatsApp. I'm not going to be saying the number out loud, but I'm going to be leaving a link down below to my WhatsApp where you can easily contact me. Let me know if you guys want me to create kind of like a group or something, and then maybe create a community on WhatsApp that all of us can be interacting on. But if I do, somebody will have to help me manage that, because there's a lot I'm doing when it comes to something like that. So but ultimately I do not have any major goals like career goals, financial goals, all those kind of things. I don't have any of that for this year, at least not right now. And I'll be explaining, you guys will know the reasons why in the next episode that is coming out in the next 2 weeks. So yeah, we are also back and hopefully going to stick to the 2 week schedule thing. Yeah, that's another thing that I want to make sure this is a consistency, despite, because even right now I lack equipment somewhat, but I want to make everything work despite what I lack. So yeah, and overall just have a good time, a better time this year in all aspects, and I hope you also have that goal. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. Thank you for listening. I love you. I really do appreciate that you're here. I hope you'll be here for the rest of the year. But without further ado, bye-bye.